This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from our flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio station affiliates all across America. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for your service to America and keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, and bulk mail centers, too, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, Frank Salvato, the managing editor of the New Media Journal. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get moving, because, boy, we got a bunch of stuff going on. You ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, a couple of different things going on here. One is just as big as the other one. First of all, we've got a lot of stuff going on in the Persian Gulf area right now. There's a significant story coming out of the United Arab Emirates. The initial story that I got was four tankers were attacked with sabotage, had a sabotage attack, but on two of the tankers, explosions went off. Saudi Arabian registry, they were both out of the port, headed out to sea. One was going to load oil, going to America. The other one, we don't know where it was going. We don't know where the other two were going either. But that was the first report we got. Then about an hour and a half later, another report came in from Iran and one from Lebanon, the two news agencies there, that said seven tankers were on fire in the port there at the United Arab Emirates, and due to explosions that were heard. So we don't really know what's going on, because nobody's saying much of anything, and you got one story and you got another story, so we know there's been some sort of sabotage attack, but we're not sure how many ships and exactly how much damage has been done.
Well, you know, this is an act of terrorism, obviously, whether it's a nation state doing it or whether it's an Islamo-fascist group. And it's obviously targeting, sending a message to UAE, that is a large port for American military assets. And it's also a very big port for oil exports to the West.
Yes.
So you've got to look at the usual suspects in this. And Iran last week was saber rattling, and things were going to start happening over there. So you have to look at them under a microscope right now. And because the Iranian Revolutionary Guard have now been labeled a terrorist organization, this would not only be a terrorist act, but would be a terrorist act as an act of war by a nation state.
Yeah, and this fits their M.O. This fits their M.O. right to a T, even though they're not claiming credit. And the report from the Iranian government was they were monitoring and investigating the situation further.
No, that's what they always say, though, and it comes back to Hezbollah, or it comes back to, which is a terror arm of the Iranian the Iranian nation state. Let's not forget that Hezbollah is born of Iran.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they've got two terrorist arms, one the Revolutionary Guard and Hezbollah. Mm-hmm. So let's see. And they farm out the influence and money to other groups in the region. Mm-hmm. You know, so their denial is really a non-denial.
Yeah, and here's my second report coming again from the Tehran Times, Iran's leading international daily, saying that explosion struck the UAE port of Fajura after at least 7 oil tankers caught fire. This is their report. Second report saying the same thing.
Well, and you know, you have to look like, and I sound like a broken record, but you have to look at the usual suspects over there, and they usually all point back to Iran.
Yeah.
Unless you're talking about a resurgence of the Islamic State or Taliban-linked terrorist groups, you've got to look at Iran, because they are the big player in that region now who are vehemently anti-Western, and last week they were saber-rattling about strikes against the United States and U.S. assets.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to probably just barely get into this, and we're going to have to describe more of what's going on, but the FBI broke up a homegrown Islamic terror camp in Alabama owned by the terrorists, and I'm going to butcher his name, Siraj Waha. Is that the way you say it?
Siraj Wahaj.
Okay, Wahaj and his supporters. Now, this was the same guy that got arrested in New Mexico when the farmer found out what was going on in his land and evicted them, had them forcibly removed from his property.
Now, back in the day when I had a nonprofit called the Basics Project, we used to try to educate on Islamofascism from coast to coast and around the world.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has had these camps all over the United States, and I mean all over the United States,
mm-hmm.
since at least 2005.
Mm-hmm.
He had them in Virginia, Alabama. He had them in New Mexico. He had them in Utah. He mm-hmm. had them in New York. Mm-hmm. He had them in Illinois. And in a very good investigative reporter by the name of Dr. Paul Williams mm-hmm. was screaming about these things in 2005, and no one would take him seriously.
Well, and you and I talked about it.
And, you know, if that and $12 got us a cup of coffee over at Starbucks.
I know, but we talked about it. Mm-hmm.
You know, and so now, 14 years later, they're starting to take notice of this guy. How many people have they trained during that time?
That's the point. Hold that thought, folks. I'm coming right back with more from Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal. And these are things you should have been hearing all the time. And some of us were talking about it years ago. Frank certainly was. Frank was a regular guest, as he is now, on my radio show. And we talked about this at length, and couldn't get anybody to listen to us. Unbelievable. And now it comes back as fact. Told you so. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi,
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and the Captain's America Third Watch, this segment brought to you by the Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive Group. Now, they've got four dealerships to better serve you, and now when you shop the huge selection of any Moss Family Automotive dealership, you pay nothing down and delay your payments for up to 6 full months with approved credit. Now, that goes for any new Chevy or Nissan or any pre-owned vehicle in the Moss Family inventory. So go to this website and check out what kind of financing you'll qualify for. It will not damage your credit score. The website is Moss, M-A-U-S, familychevrolet.com/freecreditcheck. Now, Moss Family Automotive features the largest selection of Nissans and Chevy in all of the Tampa Bay area, and for that matter, the southwestern part of Florida, and they are the home of You Serve, You Save. That's a program that serves and saves veterans and active duty military, plus first responders too, a ton of money. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down and have no payments for 6 months with approved credit. Find out what people from all over the country have found out. Arizona, Canada, all points in between, Maine, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Alabama, and, oh, yeah, Louisiana, too, and Tennessee. Check out what you qualify for at Moss, M-A-U-S, Family, Chevrolet.com/free credit check, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you an extra $500 on your new vehicle. All righty. Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, back with us in the Underground USA podcast. Hey, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Now, I got to keep this freight train that we're on rolling because we got one more little problem to deal with. It's actually three problems. Little old Rashida Tlaib, the one out of, Dearbornistan, Michigan?
Yeah, that's a better way to put it, sure.
She shot her mouth off again. Making fun, well, she was not respectful or reverent about what she said about the Holocaust because of the way she described the feeling that she got that was displayed when she thought about the Holocaust, because she could only think about her Palestinian brothers and sisters who were thrown off their land and lost their visas and lost their money and were told they had no land. Well, they don't. They're from Jordan.
Yeah, and this plays right into that sentiment and that mindset that we saw after 9/11 in certain parts of New Jersey, and then all throughout the Middle East.
That's right.
We saw people celebrating in the streets as the towers came down.
Yeah.
You know, this is who they elected to the U.S. Congress from Dearborn, Michigan.
Yep, and she's only one.
And she's only one. But this is the mindset that she possesses. She's putting the well-being of the people from Palestine
above our people,
above our people, above the Constitution, above all other people in humanity.
Yep.
No one gets to talk about the Holocaust and try to rationalize it.
No, and Omar's right in the same camp with her out of Minnesota. She agrees with her, and so does an AOC, both of them. And then again, I guess you got about a dozen Muslim congressmen and women that are actually involved right now in this little group that they've got. But, you know, America, you need to wake up. There's something called the taqiyya.
Al-Taqiyya is a tenet in the Sharia that says that it is okay to be disingenuous, it is okay to manipulate the truth, it is okay to lie to advance Islam, the Islamic cause, or when you feel Islam is under attack, for you to get out and have safe haven. This is not something I'm making up. It is the tenets of the Quran and the Sharia law. And they are employing it very, very well here, all of them.
And what she said that offended the entire Jewish population, anywhere you want to look, and members of Congress, too, as well as many non-Jews around the world and the country, was, I get a calming feeling when I think of the Holocaust. What the hell is that?
Yeah, that's ghoulish.
That's disrespectful, and at the very least.
You know, I'm going beyond that. That's ghoulish.
Okay.
That's Mengele-like. You know, people want to talk about, oh, George Bush was a Nazi, Trump is a Nazi. When someone has a warming feeling about the extermination of millions of people, that's ghoulish. That's Nazism right there. That's the SS of the Third Reich.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody will call them on it because they're on the left side of the aisle. They only want to call Republicans Nazis because they don't know what it means. This is what being a Nazi sounds like. The Holocaust gives me a warming feeling.
Yeah. Yep. I totally agree with you. All right. Now, let's go to the all wonderful and marvelous Kamala Harris, who suddenly has started to take pot shots at the leader in the ring on the Democratic side, Joe Biden. Listen to what she had to say here.
Anita Hill wrote in a new opinion piece this week that, quote, if the Senate Judiciary Committee, led then by Mr. Biden, had done its job, the cultural shift we saw in 2017 after Me Too might have began in 1991. I know Me Too has been an animating issue for you. We've talked about it before.
Yeah.
Do you agree that Biden didn't do his job, and if he had done it properly, maybe we would have had this reckoning whenever, 25 years ago?
I think there is no question that that committee did not do right by Anita Hill or any of the other women.
Which is that committee led by Joe Biden.
Who were prepared to come forward. He said it himself, and I agree with him.
Okay, let me just continue this a little bit so I can really get a response out of you that's going to rise the rafters. She also said we have to take a serious look at breaking up Facebook. And then she concluded by moving on. Gun violence, as president, I would act if Congress won't. Then she also said I'm proposing middle-class families making less than $100,000 a year. If that's middle-class, news to me. A $6,000 tax credit. And she says we have a criminal justice system in America that's deeply flawed. Now, let's wrap it all up with this great idea. I support Medicare for all. I support the Bernie Sanders bill. And finally, just for good measure, I like the idea of federal gun licenses for all.
Boy, that's let's touch on just about everything that you could talk about that you can't deliver as President of the United States.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. You know, people, this is the big thing going into 2020 with this enormous field of Democrat candidates.
21 now.
Yeah, they are going to promise the moon and the stars about what they're going to do to change the United States of America, and you need to understand the president doesn't have the power to create legislation.
That's right.
Period. Dot.
Mm-hmm.
Congress creates legislation.
Yep.
The president signs it and then executes it. That's the way the country's set up.
Yep.
So her ability to do 99% of what she said doesn't exist as president of the United States.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you. And then again, there's the other one, the other half of the team, Cory Booker, because he's in the same camp. He says, I don't want anybody to judge my nation on Trump in the same way I would not judge Israel by.
Well, first of all, Cory, it's our nation,
That's right.
Your nation.
Yeah.
You know, so when anybody is possessive with our nation, it means he's an ideological jackass.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, getting back to Joe Biden with Anita Hill, Democrats have this illness that after somebody goes through a process of being vetted, and they get vetted pretty damn hard when you're going for Supreme Court of the United States, they dig up everything about you.
Yep.
When this panel decided Anita Hill was not telling the truth, it's because she wasn't credible.
Right.
And Joe Biden, for once in his life back then, said the truth. Mm-hmm. He didn't believe her, so he had to vote against her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so who the hell is Kamala Harris to sit there and say, they went through an entire process, but I'm just going to choose not to believe him and he was wrong. What an arrogant, arrogant jerk.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, nobody in this listening audience will disagree with you because these people... You know, they come out of the woodwork and they're their own worst enemy. And by the way, please, Democrats, keep talking. Please keep promising all this stuff. Keep making sure you tell us, oh, it's going to be free and the rich are going to pay for it. There aren't enough rich people in the country to pay for everything they're proposing. That's just a fact.
And government doesn't make money.
No.
Sorry, it just doesn't. It takes from you, the taxpayer.
Yep.
If the government made money, they would have to print money and we would be Venezuela.
Yep. And how's that working out?
It's not. Right now, they're right at the threshold of a full-blown armed civil war. So, you know, nobody can give you something for free. Medicare for all, Medicaid for all, universal health care, it's going to cost each of us a lot. We should have learned that with Obamacare, just trying to get it off the ground.
Okay, well, now you can go ahead and take your blood pressure medicine now to get you all worked up. All right, we'll talk to you on Friday, Frank. Thanks a lot.
Stay well, my friend.
I will. Okay, and my buddy Frank Salvato, he and I have been together for 17, 18 years. I forget. It's been a long time, though. Right from the very beginning. And we were screaming and yelling about these terrorist training camps in America when nobody wanted to listen. We told you where they were. Now you're finding out.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tons of rain has caused flooding in Texas and Louisiana. Patrick Burke of the National Weather Service says river levels will remain high this week.
One of the
big weather story that's going to continue for a long while now is all of the flooding along the major rivers, the whole length of the Mississippi River is essentially in flood stage now, and other tributaries out towards the Missouri River and places in East Texas. That will take a long time to drain.
Chairman Adam Schiff of the House Intelligence Committee says that Congress must fight to preserve its oversight rights before the judicial branch, pushing back against the White House's efforts to block them.
They're just stonewalling. They want to draw this out as long as possible, and we're going to fight it. We are fighting it.
Schiff on ABC's This Week. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org. Co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and what are you doing for lunch today? Are you down there in the Bradenton or Sarasota area? Let me tell you about one of the well-kept secrets, a hidden gem there in Bradenton. It's called Mixon Fruit Farms, and they've got the Mixon's Groveside Cafe down there. The Mixon's renowned Cuban sandwich is just out of this world. Not to forget about Grandma's Pot Roast, slow-cooked, pile-high, and covered in Swiss cheese. Oh, boy, the amazing Superman sandwich, the nightclub sandwich, and their forklift burger. Not to forget about their bacon, lettuce, and tomato pile-high with applewood smoked bacon. And for dessert, what do? You say? Pretty simple. Orange swirl ice cream. Get an orange swirl ice cream cone or two scoops in a dish. That's Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Visit them today for lunch. You can call ahead with an order, 941-748-5829, located at 2525 27th Street in Bradenton, Florida. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Mixon's Groveside Cafe at Mixon Fruit Farms. A great place to stop and have lunch. All right. The insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback is with us right now. Patrick Hyland, how you doing?
Fantastic, Captain. How are you doing, my friend?
I am doing wonderful. It's been a very busy news night, but we've been right on top of it.
There you go.
Yep.
You always are, my friend.
Yeah, well, it's not really good news, but then again, I would expect nothing else on a Monday morning after you got saber rattling going on in the Middle East, which we'll get to here in a little bit, because I've been talking about it all night. Well, let's go to the new adopted Polish rifle, Brad Keselowski, who won the NASCAR Cup Series Digital Ally 400 at the Kansas Speedway over the weekend.
The guy ran like a champ. It was an interesting race Saturday night. A lot of lead changes, a lot of things going on. Looked like Chase Elliott was going to win it for a while there, and he's been on a roll also. So those two have been really running hard, and Jimmy Johnson tried to make a run there at the end, just couldn't make it. He's just been in the hunt all year, and Jimmy can't seem to do it. But Keselowski, he has a shot, Brad. Well, he's right in his prime at 35 years of age, Captain. I think between now and 38 is really your prime time racing years, in my opinion.
Yeah, and our Tampa driver, Eric Almirola, who failed the initial round of inspection, had to go back through again. He wound up finishing 12th, which wasn't bad. I mean, what the heck, he's at least giving it a shot, right?
Yeah, he's in it every week. You know, he'll get there in the top five for a while, and then he'll drop to 10, then back to 5. And
well,
then
he qualified to 12. Qualified in the front row.
Yeah. Nope. I'm saying at the during the race.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he always finds a good pole position. Yeah, yeah. Eric's a good kid, and he represents Jeff well. It'd be nice to see him win a big race here in the near future.
Now, before we get to the buzzer beater in the NBA last night, the Los Angeles Lakers have agreed to a three-year contract for Frank Vogel to become their coach, and Jason Kidd will be put on his staff as an assistant, according to many reports that are out there. Of course, Kidd interviewed for the Lakers head coaching job back in April, and it's a good combination. If the two of them want to work together, they can, and I think they can turn that franchise around.
I hope so. You know, Vogel was with the Orlando Magic his last go-around as a head coach, and we'll see if he can make it happen out there. They're in a lot of disarray, but hopefully management will get their act together out there and make it happen. Jason Kidd, I like him as a coach. I could see him possibly being the head coach.
Yeah, but Vogel made his name with the Pacers because he was 250 and 181 with 5 playoff appearances and 6 seasons with the Indiana Pacers.
Oh, yeah, he made a nice run with them, no question about it, but he couldn't seem to get them over the hump now. And so we'll see if he can do it with the Lakers. It'll be interesting.
Yep. Got to get him to the playoffs first, and the rest is in. Now, they had a buzzer beater last night. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Wow, Kawhi Leonard. I mean, this is a crazy shot, Captain. A couple seconds left, he throws it up, you know, just inside the three-point lane on the corner. It hits the front of the rim. the side, really, from that angle. Then the back, then it falls in. It was crazy, and that ended the game to put them in the finals. So it's going to be interesting. I thought Philly was going to win that game. I thought Denver was going to win it. Two surprises there, in my opinion, on how it went down. But, you know, that's sports in itself. So we got some good conference finals here in the NBA and the hockey's snapping up too, doing well. So very exciting playoffs going on in golf. Was an interesting tournament. Boy, they shot lights out. Captain, guy who won, Kang, 23 under. Other guys, 21 under. Brooks Koepka from Florida State did a great job.
Yeah, but they're what'd they do? They had to suspend the Byron Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
So they played it today, is that it?
No, it's over. No, they banged it all in yesterday.
Oh, okay, all right.
Weird weather, rain, and then sun, but that's why they score well, though. If you give the pros clean and lift opportunities and soft course, they're great. They're great.
Well, you know, baseball is starting to come around right now. We won't necessarily go just talking about the Rays, but the Yankees, of course, won 2 out of 3 from the Rays. I believe they're a half game back now. Is that right?
That is correct, Captain. You know, I'm not going to make too much of it. It's early, but you like to win those series when you have a chance. You always like to take 2 out of 3 against your arch rival, but it just didn't happen. But a lot of things going on in Major League Baseball. A lot of teams starting to try to get in the mix. Boston up there in the Northeast is trying to do well. LA's doing well out west. We'll see if the Angels, a lot of Cardinals fans out there, see if they can make a push. The Cubs, our thoughts and prayers out to Ben Zobrist and his family. He's going through some personal issues out there. A lot of people here from the Tampa Bay area love that guy because he was just a cellmate here for the Rays, just a good Christian man. And I wish him well. And, you know, he went up there with Joe Madden and that he's done well.
So. Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens because of a lot of the former Rays players and staffers now managing. It's going to be interesting to see who gets fired first. Dave Martinez with the Nationals, ahead of Mickey Callaway with the Mets, and Gabe Kapler with the Phillies if they fade again. Rocco Baldelli's off to a great start with the Twins, thank goodness. Charlie Montoro will have time with the Jays at least a year or so. Joe Madden has cooled the chatter with the Cubs playing well right now. And Kevin Cash is doing well with the Rays right now. So all those guys are looking up. The catching problem continues here in Tampa. But let's talk now about hockey because the San Jose Sharks turned it on and they won the West final opening game. And I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen there?
Well, Captain, you know, a couple months ago when we were talking, I was thinking it was going to be a San Jose-Tampa Bay Lightning. I was looking for that to be a neat series and be exciting. And, you know, Lightning just didn't show up, unfortunately, for that series. And that's where it is. But I thought San Jose had a shot to go all the way. And obviously they're still on pace to do that. So we'll see what happens. A lot of people out there in California are very excited.
San Jose's playing the Blues, and the Bruins are playing the Hurricanes. And the Bruins won the first one. They had a game yesterday. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, no, they came through again. The Bruins are looking good. So,
by the way, I forgot to mention something in baseball. Do you remember Edwin Jackson?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he's
17 years in the league. He's now going to play with his 14th team, which sets a major league record as a pitcher, and he will make his debut as a Blue Jays pitcher, Toronto Blue Jay.
Yep, is that crazy, Captain? Yeah, he ironically he played here for a couple years.
He pitched a no hitter.
He came back here to play us, and he
pitched a no hitter.
Unbelievable! Yeah, good old Edwin Jackson. Yeah, pretty funny. That's the crazy sports, man. Just everything's going to be very interesting now.
All right, and very quickly, the NFL. All the rookies are showing up in all these camps. Make it about 30 seconds, and then tell us about yourself.
Yeah, no problem, Cap. Yeah, a lot of things going on in the NFL. With these mini camps, a lot of people got signed. They had a nice little rookie mini camp, undrafted guys, so they'll be brought into camp to see if they can.
Now, tell us about yourself.
Sure. Well, my name is Patrick Hyland. I'm on with the Captain Mondays and Fridays from 5:30-ish to 5:45. And we have a good time talking sports, but during the week I help out veterans with their veterans benefits. I help out people with their insurance benefits. I help them get through the maze of Medicare. It's what I do. There's a book out now that I give to potential customers. It's called Mission 1 Million. If you give me a call at 813-966-1052, I'll get that book sent to you. We'll sit down for a cup of coffee after you read the book and see if anything in there pertains to help you out in your financial and insurance business issues. So please feel free to give me a call, Patrick Hyland, at 813-966-1052. And thanks as always, Captain, and you have a great day.
All right, maybe we'll see you for lunch tomorrow.
Yes, sir. I'm looking to do that.
Okay. All right. We'll talk to you later. Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback. Patrick Hyland also has a Facebook page. You can go over to Facebook and check him out. But the number is 813-966-1052 to find out more about what he does. And I'll be coming right back. Beach and boating forecast coming up. We're going to tell you about 5 ways to save money on your RV road trip. I know I've been there, done that too a few times. And a lot of you people are making a mistake if you're getting out there at that big Class A motorhome and you've never been behind a wheel of one before. I'll tell you that right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast. For all of the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and Tampa Bay, too, for a Monday. It's going to start out mostly cloudy. We definitely today will be looking at a pretty good chance of rain or scattered thunderstorms because sometime before 11 a.m., we'll probably have the rain set in, about a 30% chance. Then showers and likely possibly a thunderstorm as we warm up between 11 and 2 p.m. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. here in the area. Partly sunny with a high up near 88 degrees. Not quite as warm as what it's been. Chance of rain this afternoon, later on, 60%. Rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter inch. Expect higher amounts possibly in some of the thunderstorms. So that's where we're at today. Now, the winds will be pretty much out of the southwest, rather gusty, 10 to 18 knots with some higher gusts. There will be a moderate chop of 2 to 3 feet. It's not necessarily going to be a good day to go out in the Gulf if you go out with one of the smaller craft that Freedom Boat Club has, but certainly the bay, you could make a day of it out there if you wanted to. And the Gulf water temperature right now is a balmy 85 degrees. The bay temperature, 82 degrees. We had our low tide at 4:38 a.m. Our high tide is coming at 11:55 a.m. And by the way, the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by Freedom Boat Club. Now, the numbers of Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay tell an incredible story. Because when you join the Tampa Bay Club, you have access to over 400 boats. It's one of the largest fleets in the country of any boat club, but it is the largest fleet of the Freedom Boat Club in the United States. They now have 20 locations, with two more coming to the villages soon. That'll bring them up to 22, and 23 coming shortly after that. So you can choose from six different types of boats, including the Cobia Center consoles, which are great to go out on the Gulf with, the Hurricane Deck boats for going out there for a day excursion around the bay or up and down the rivers, and the Key West skiffs to go out there and do a little bit of fishing. And remember, members just make a reservation, pack their cooler, and away they go for a day of fun on the water. Bring the boat back, hand them the keys, and you're done. It's that simple. And your membership gives you reciprocity to use at any of the Freedom Boat Clubs anywhere across the U.S. There are 175 locations, including two in Canada. So go to the website, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. And right here in the Tampa Bay area, if you are active duty military, or a veteran, or a first responder currently on the job or retired, or a 911 dispatcher, or someone that works in the medical profession, whether you work in a doctor's office, a hospital, one of the nursing homes, or a convalescent center, guess what? You get a $1,000 discount off your membership, your one-time membership fee. So take advantage. Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door a little bit wider for you. Well, when my wife was alive, we started out with a 19-and-a-half-foot van, a conversion van, that was nice for her, me, and the dogs that we had. She had a dog, I had a dog, a couple of Australian shepherds, male and female. And they were brother and sister, but they were spayed, so, you know, none of the monkey business, whatever. But we would go out and take various trips with that little travel excursion van we had. And then we found we liked it so much, we got one a little bit bigger, which was a Class C motorhome. Bought it used, as a matter of fact. The conversion van was brand new, but we bought a used Class C to see how that would work out for what we would do. And, of course, with the boat, the 25-and-a-half-foot F-cabin cruiser that we had, we could tow that behind the camper and take it up to one of the state parks along the St. Lawrence River, along the Lake Ontario, and just launch the boat and stay in the camper and take the boat where we wanted to go and then come back and take a week here, a week there, whatever we wanted to do, however we did it. And that was good. So if you're going to go out and go RVing, get what's right for you. Don't go out and just jump into one of these 40-foot-long buses because, oh, man, that's just what we need. You know something? You are not going to be able to put that in half the places you're thinking about. I'll tell you that right now. And you're going to wind up parking in a Walmart parking lot. You're going to wind up looking for a space that's big enough for you to get into. You're going to have all kinds of trouble, especially if you got a diesel pusher, because you're going to have to get diesel, and 9 times out of 10, you're going to wind up in a truck stop to get your diesel. So buy what you feel comfortable with and can afford, or rent. And remember, the bigger the motorhome, the worse the gas mileage. Some of them get about 5 or 6 miles to the gallon, especially the diesels and most of the gas ones. You can get up to 18 miles per gallon, depending on what size and model you get. Remember, your car is going to get about two times that in terms of mileage, depending on what you're driving. But you can also find free or cheap destinations to go camping with hookups. The good news, there's plenty of affordable campsites. With an RV, you can camp for free overnight on any U.S. Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management lands and in Walmart parking lots where allowed. Also, many of the state parks are free. However, some of them you might have to pay, but they got all the hookups you need. And at least that's better off than going out someplace and parking in a conventional area. By the way, a couple of websites that you might want to check out, overlander.com and freecampsites.net. I was subscribers to both of those back in the day, and it worked out very good for me. Worked out great for me, as a matter of fact. And always remember to buy your own food. Don't think you're going to go out with one of these big Class A's or big Class B's and just eat in a restaurant all the time. First of all, where are you going to park? Where are you going to park? At least with the food, you can pull over in a rest area, or you can pull over in a parking lot somewhere, like a Walmart, a Kmart, shopping center, whatever, and make yourself some lunch, and then go on your way. And remember, the best thing to do, join a club. Join one of these clubs. Because the Passport America Club, which is the one that we belong to, included a 50% discount per night on stays throughout its network of RV campgrounds. Now, there might have been exclusions like the 4th of July and Labor Day weekends, but other than that, you could save a lot of money, go out with different friends, and tour the countryside. I remember we took a tour down along the Mexican border without going into Mexico, but we took a tour down along the Mexican border, and it was fun. It was fun. So, RVing can be whatever you want it to be, but please remember, you got to be careful. By the way, final segment here, also brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Sarasota. Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S, located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA, and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment. And Dominic's will ship stuff all across the country. You see what they want. DominicsBlinds.com. See something you want, they'll send it to you. It's that simple. Now, you're going to hear more today about this, these two vessels that apparently were attacked, sabotage, the Saudi Arabian vessels. You may even hear a retaliation coming from Saudi Arabia. Very unpredictable area right now. So, pay attention to the news coming up. Me, I'm just going to walk over there to that door. I'm going to grab onto that handle and slam it. See everybody in the morning. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, signing out. We've had a lot of fun tonight. Hope to see you tonight on tomorrow's show. Tomorrow's news tonight. God bless America, everybody. Have a great, safe day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.